May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dogga Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of do as little harm as possible. Today's podcast will be called Cuke 2020 News, or Cuke Archives Year-End Newsletter. And I'm just going to read what just went out, and it's also on Cuke.com. If you go to Cuke.com, C-U-K-E.com, to the homepage, there'll be a link to it up top. What does that link say? It says, I'm going to go to Cuke.com homepage. It says right up there, bang, prominently, Cuke Archives News, December 2020. Just hit that and you can read it. But right now, you can listen to me reading it. Normally, when I post a podcast on Saturdays, there's a guest. And I did have a nice two-hour talk with Paul Disco this week. But that'll take time to go through that and delete. And some of the things we said, which would not be appropriate for Cuke Audio listeners. and also, we just had his podcast. So I'm going to put up somebody else who I am talking with tomorrow, Sunday morning here, if all goes well. I've got to get up early and give her a call early because, well, not that early, but I like to be up for a while before I call. I have to call her at 8 in the morning here. So that's fine. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, right now let's have our Cuke 2020 news sort of fill you in with what's happening with Cuke Archives overall. But first, let us pause to meditate. So, when you hear the bell, feel free to hit pause and meditate, or whatever you wish, for as long as you wish. And when you're ready to come back, hit unpause, and we'll be there waiting to hit the bell to end meditation or whatever you wish, and we'll go right in to what's next. So here it goes. It reads, December 2020, dear friend, and you know, if you get an email from me, it'll have your first name there, as long as I know what it is with the email, which I almost always do. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. And this includes you, of course. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable and able to get out and do whatever you wish within. Oh, hey, look, I left out. And free from economic hardship. Oh, well. That's all right. Nobody will miss it except me. And able to get out and do whatever it is you wish within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. I've been doing podcasts this year since April 1st. No fooling. And I start them off with those thoughts. To me, those sentiments don't get old. In these podcasts so far, I've read and commented on all chapters of Crooked Cucumber, 90 of the vignettes from Zen is Right Here in mini podcasts, and random pieces for a work in progress, Tassajara Stories. There has been a guest a week from our Zen circles, mainly people who were around in the early Shunryu Suzuki era of the San Francisco Zen Center. And one day a week, there's a podcast called Life in Bali featuring a guest from where I live with my wife, Katrinka. You can check it all out at Cuke Audio Podcast. That's a link, which also you can get to the page off the homepage. And in this year of online connecting, I've been honored and edified to meet with a number of Zen groups on Zoom. Here's some more of what's happening in the Cuke Archives world and beyond. Minimal edits of Shunryu Suzuki verbatim lectures to render them easier to read. A number had already been done through the years, but many had not. So we're on course to create a complete set. Listening to the audio and reading the transcripts, Wendy Piercig is doing the original pass, and then Peter Ford is doing the second. I'm available to consult and deal with difficult passages to come up. As they're completed, they go up on the new minimal edits page on shunryusuzuki.com. That's another link. Audiobook and second edition for Crooked Cucumber. Bill Redican, who oversaw the verbatim Shunryu Suzuki lecture work a couple of decades ago, is carefully going over the recently created audio and updated transcripts for the book, Crooked Cucumber. Oh, for the book, period. Crooked Cucumber came out in 1999, and through the years, little mistakes continue to be found and new facts come to light, some from what was learned in helping with last year's Japanese translation. So the audiobook will reflect these changes as well, the second edition of the book. And while we're at it, we'll add an index. Suzuki student William Shurtleff and his Soy Info Center co-founder Akiko Aoyagi generously offered to help with maps. The publisher hasn't been contacted yet, so we'll just see what happens. One way or another, we're committed to making a new edition available. Tassajara Stories. The Early Years with Shunryu Suzuki, a work in progress. If it doesn't get finished this year, there will still be the podcast readings with the comments. Happy 50th year to Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. Well, actually, what I say is, happy 50th year to ZMBM. That's what we usually write for Zen Mind Beginner's Mind, because, you know, it's written so much, you get tired of writing all the words out. And that ZMBM is snazzy looking. Earlier this year, Shambhala published the 50th anniversary edition of Zen Mind Beginner's Mind, and then I put a quote from the Shambhala page for the book, featuring a preface by religious historian Houston Smith, an introduction by Suzuki's Dharma heir, Richard Baker, and an afterword by Suzuki's biographer, David Chadwick. This 50th anniversary edition will preserve Suzuki Roshi's teachings for years to come. At present, the San Francisco Zen Center and Lion's Roar are presenting an online course, Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, a celebration of Shundu Suzuki's timeless teaching. In July of next year, the 50th anniversary of Shundu Suzuki's passing, Shambhala will publish Zen is Right Now, more teaching stories and anecdotes of Shundu Suzuki, edited by yours truly, a sequel to Zen is Right Here, formerly To Shine One Corner of the World. Mel Weitzman, with assistance from Jiryu Rushman Beiler, is putting the final touches on Blue Mountain, White Cloud, a new collection of Shundu Suzuki lectures he's editing, plus The Grinding Stone, a personal memoir. Catchy title, huh? The Grinding Stone. I'm thinking, well, that's his description of a life of Zen practice. We're looking forward to the Counterpoint Press publications of both. Meanwhile, on Cuke What's New blog, there are daily posts, except Sunday, of brief excerpts from Suzuki's lectures and other news, plus the more far-afield posts on Cuke Nonsense blog. Cuke.com and ShundyuSuzuki.com will continue to develop, and a myriad of outreach and communication efforts will be tended to fulfill the intent of Cuke Archives, preserving the legacy of Shundu Suzuki and those whose paths crossed his, and anything else that comes to mind. Now, there's a picture of the cover of A Brief History of Tassajara, and next to which is an old car in front of the old hotel at Tassajara, which burned down in 1949. Neat picture. A suggestion to give A Brief History of Tassajara, from Native American Sweat Lodges to Pioneering Zen Monastery, for the holidays, or possibly one of the other books available from Cuke Press, that's a link, such as The Monea Chronicles. And in the coming year, Cuke Press will also be listing David Schneider's Goods, which he describes as fictional stories from the practice world. Check out the Who We Are page, that's a link, in the updated 2020 presentation to see our noble crew. And the presentation itself gives a more extensive view of the landscape of Cuke Archives with a number of testimonials from our friends. Now, the 2020 presentation is also a link, and there's also a link to that on the homepage, very prominent. At Zen Center, there are brief unaccompanied chants dedicating the sutra just recited by those assembled. I recall some words from one that went in the Japanese, Nirin Tsune ni Tenji, meaning, may the two wheels turn forever. The two wheels, as explained to me by a priest named Kobun Chino, are the Dharma wheel and the economic wheel. The Dharma supports us, but so do food, clothing, and shelter. The Dharma wheel of Kyuk Archives is constantly being turned by Shunryu Suzuki and those whose paths crossed his. 9 bows to them, and another 9 to those who have helped to turn the wheel of economic support for Kyuk Archives. We are most grateful to those who contribute so that this work may continue. To send a check, make a PayPal donation, or become a PayPal subscriber for as little as $1 a month, just click on this donate link. Before we go, let us remember some Shunryu Suzuki students we've lost recently. Loring Palmer, November 11th, 2020. Diane DePrima, October 26th, 2020. Yvonne Rand, August 19th, 2020. Bruce McAllister, August 18th. 2019. A few other Dharma siblings. John E. Nelson, February 5th, 2020. Robert Lytle, January 20th, 2020. Bill Sterling, December 1st, 2019. Michael Canright, February 25th, 2019. Robbie Pellet, August 29th, 2019. Peter Zipser, July 10th, 2019. Lee DeBarros, March 6th, 2019. And some notable friends. William Irwin Thompson, November 8th. 2020. Harada Seki, August 2020. Michael McClure, May 4th, 2020. Ramdas, December 22nd, 2019. And those I've neglected to mention. Gyate, gyate, parasam gyate. Gone, gone, gone beyond. Thank you, and take care. David Chadwick. There's a little graphic there I've used for years and years. I drew of a face and a hand waving. So that's the Kyuk Archives year-end letter. Ooh, I want to clarify a point here. You know how I say Kyuk Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunryu Suzuki and those whose paths crossed his. And then I... toward the end of the newsletter, when I talk about Nirin Tsuneni, the two wheels, may the two wheels of the monastery turn together, or may the two wheels of Kyuk Archives turn endlessly. And one wheel is the Dharma wheel, and the other is the economic wheel. And I say 9 bows to those who've helped keep the Dharma wheel turning, and that's Shunryu Suzuki and those whose paths crossed his. Those whose paths crossed his includes you. It includes the people who help make Kyuk Archives possible. It includes those who work on Kyuk Archives. And there have been many, many, many people. There have been people, that includes people who worked before there was a Cuke Archives and who are doing stuff elsewhere because we vacuum it all in and then spread it all out. Those are all people whose paths are crossing Shinya Suzuki's. When I say nine bows to them, it's nine bows to all of us for, perpetuating this Dharma. I'm a firm believer that the Dharma is carried forward by deluded beings. That's what I've observed. Okay, just wanted to make that clear. Thank you. And I hope you've enjoyed it. You know, one thing I enjoyed about it just then was I didn't notice one thing I'd change, except, you know, I didn't put in I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable and able to get out and do whatever it is you wish. I didn't say safe and comfortable and free from economic hardship. So, well, what I remember about learning about Navajo rugs is that there would always be a mistake purposely put in them. Or if there was a mistake made making them, it would be left. And when, I believe it was women, made one without any mistakes, that was to be their last one. So I'm going to continue to create things for Cuke Archives, Cuke Audio, etc. And there will be mistakes. There won't be any purposeful ones. There's plenty of them that happen without trying. But then, if you ever see anything perfect coming from me, you'll know that's the last one. This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, who's actually sleeping at the neighbor's right now, and dear lovely Katrinka. We're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.